As we settle into the new year, Fort Hays State University is looking back at some of the accomplishments of 2022 while planning for the next year. President Tisa Mason stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I'm so proud of our faculty, our staff, and our community.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with this one. Nationally ranked online programs. Fort Hays State University has been a leader in online education for, 25, 30 years. And that really continued on in 2022, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And in fact, in 2023, we will actually celebrate our 25th year in online education. So you probably know we were among the first in Kansas and the nation to embrace online learning. And we continue to really offer a range of excellent programs. And as always, we are the best value, we believe, anywhere. Take, for example, Southern New Hampshire University with their fabulous ads. Their online tuition is $9,600, or you can get an excellent degree from Fort Hays State for $6,810.
Wow.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah, that ain't pennies. And I would argue the quality of the education's better, but that's just me.
And it gets better and better every year because our fabulous staff in our TIL area, our teaching and innovation and learning technologies, are constantly on the cutting edge, finding new engaging online education tools and then offering them up and training up our faculty. And I love that. We haven't stayed still in those 25 years. We're always progressing and learning.
Yeah. Yeah. We just we're talking to Superintendent Ron Wilson from USD 49 here on the show just a little bit ago about that and how education is constantly changing and that technology piece. You add that in there and, oh, wow, it could be overwhelming. But Fort Hays State, instead of trying to back out and push out and say, let's just let it all settle, you guys have been at the forefront. And that's amazing.
Yeah. And one of the things I'm really been excited on is our work on a digital master plan. So really thinking into the future. How do you make decisions? How do you create even more engagement in teaching and learning environment through the technologies? So we have some brilliant minds working on that to continue to evolve and strengthen the teaching and learning online.
Yeah, and you know, you think about that in certain fields, and I like nursing, for example, and this is one I think that you just had an accomplishment there as well, but like figuring out how to do those kind of practical skill sets and teaching that online, I'm sure is just adds on a layer of complexity that has to be worked through, but you guys are figuring it out, right?
Because we have great people. I'm so proud of them. I really am. And very grateful.
Speaking of those programs, military is a big part of this whole online push. And really Fort Hays is just always seems like trying to connect better with the United States military and members and all those great folks that make that up, right?
Yeah, we're so grateful for our servicemen and our veterans. And for the 15th straight year, Fort Hays was recognized for excellence in programming that improves the educational experience for the military-connected student community. And we also offer some benefits, I believe, to family. We do everything for our military from classes, specialized programs, to even support services. And so we've been really proud to serve our military-connected families and are thankful for everything that they do for us as a country.
Yeah, and I wonder if you want to share with us, as that moves on into 2023, and I'm drawing a blank on the name of the organization, but we spoke about it this year.
The Kansas National Guard, or?
Yeah, and it was like a new connection there that was in progress. That's obviously going to continue on and be strengthened in 2023, right?
Yes, the Kansas National Guard has a presence on our campus. We have some great relationships with them. We have tie into academic programs. We also have a military pathway that gets you I think it's like 3 degrees in 4 years, an associate, an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, and maybe even a master's. We'd have to check the details on that. But lots of great initiatives. We also have a TAP scholarship. So a lot of the military people get dollars for their education as part of their benefits. Fort Hays will go in and through our TAPS program and scholarship if there's any kind of a gap difference, because we, again, we want to really work with our military in service as well as well as when they're transitioning out, which can be really a difficult spot for some folks. And so we're grateful and we're trying to pay it forward and help them out. And we've got some amazing opportunities for military connected families should they want to pursue them at Fort Hays.
Yeah, excellent. And one of the ways that they might be able to do that, I know there's always a strong connection in the military with technology. And we spoke just a couple months ago with one of the leaders down at Fort Hays State University about this Cybersecurity Institute and Technology Incubator that really kind of got underway here in the last few months at Fort Hays, right?
I am so excited about this. So I want to start off by saying thank you once again to the Kansas legislature that funded this process ongoing this last legislative session in 2022. But basically what we're trying to do is improve the cybersecurity posture for small and medium-sized businesses through student micro internships, capstone projects, and faculty consultants. So Melissa, our department chair, Hunsaker-Walburn, talks a lot about, you know, sometimes like the grocer in a small rural community in Kansas doesn't think that they're going to be under a cyber attack. I mean, why would anybody in the world care about us? But it's equal opportunity in cyber world. And those who are less concerned about being victimized are probably the low-hanging fruit to be victimized. And so we are utilizing our students and our faculty and informatics who do an amazing job. And we'll be doing 15 internships. So any small business that wants to have our students come in and look at website security evaluation, security vulnerability assessment, assistance with deploying data privacies, resources that these small, medium-sized businesses often don't have. Maybe even they want some cybersecurity insurance, but they don't even know how to read a policy or understand what do you really need, what's just an oversell. Our team can help them go through all of that. And all they have to do to get a micro internship is contact our informatics department at Fort Hays. Jason Zeller, I think, is running up that area. And they'll have some great expertise for free while our students get hands-on experience. So excited about what they're going to do. In the future, we hope to scale that up to 75 a semester internships, micro internships for our students and for helping the businesses. So there's plenty of opportunity where it's completely free to businesses right now. So now's the time to get in and ask for that internship. And then in the future, we'll have a technology incubator that will be working along the side with the micro internships to focus on tech and cybersecurity venture creation within residence business incubator. So in both areas, we'll be working with the Small Business Development Center as well.
Love that. Win-win-win kind of a situation. And really to capitalize on that growing industry and all of the opportunities there, I think is not only going to be beneficial for the students, but really a boon for the whole region as we're bringing those dollars in to Ellis County.
Yeah, Melissa, I think, does a great job talking about a lot of times when we talk about economic impact, you know, we're talking about new businesses. And what we've learned is that saving businesses is just as important and really critical in rural areas. So this may not bring in new business, but if it saves businesses, it's going to be profound.
Absolutely. And you had a kind of acknowledgement of the work that you guys are doing there, right?
Yes. Again, just so much gratitude in my heart for the hard work of our people. But in July, the National Security Agency and the Department of Homeland Security redesignated Fort Hays State University as a center for academic excellence in cyber defense. That's a lot of words, but we were the first Kansas institution to earn this designation back in 2009, and I believe it's every 5 years we have to go through a whole assessment and review to make sure that we are growing. And every year those standards increase and get tougher, as they should, because that's what's happening in the world. And our faculty just step up and nail it every time. So we are good. That was a great highlight in 2022, is getting that redesignation.
Very cool. I know in entrepreneurship, and especially the Robbins Center there at Fort Hays, is real important to the university and really kind of to that economic piece as we're discussing. I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Another great highlight for 2022 was that in July, we partnered with the Kansas Banker Association to help us lead our banking institute. And so we still do a lot of the curriculum and the teaching, but we have a unique relationship now with the Kansas Banking Association, or the KBA. And now our staff person, not our faculty, who goes out and looks to support rural banks and get more people into the banking industry, is hired by the KBA Foundation. And so he's hired by the foundation. We hired our fabulous Tommy Powell, Fort Hays grad, and in the banking industry in this region. And now he's on campus recruiting for rural banks and helping to strengthen banking in rural communities, which is so important. You got to have those banks to get those, that entrepreneurial and the businesses and the strength and the farming, and everything is all tied to the banking industry, and it's critical. And of course, we thank W.R. Robbins, who even created the program for us, and our faculty are doing such great work.
Yeah, absolutely. Now let's talk about this. The Fort Hays Technology and Engineering Education College Association. That's a big title. But they had another banner year too, didn't they?
They did. And of course, when we talk about regional, local, and national championships, we've got lots of areas of our university that compete so well across the nation. But this year, we were excited that this TECA team won their third straight national championship. They won 5 nationally recognized individual events. And this time, they chaired the co-championship all-around honors with Purdue University. And so with that performance, it became our first three-peat national championship. One of the things I think that's funny that the faculty talk about is when we first started going to this association competition with our students, and that's for 37 years we've been doing this, no one knew who Fort Hays State is. And everyone every year knows. In fact, they call us the black shirts. They're like, uh-oh, here comes the black shirts. And when you can, you know, compete with engineering programs like Purdue University and go 3 years back-to-back with a national champion, it's definitely special.
Absolutely. Speaking of special, giving. Fort Hays State University, I think, out of all the institutions that I've had the opportunity to cover and talk about, the ability of Fort Hays to keep those folks engaged and the support provided by the community is tremendous out here.
You know, you can't do anything alone. And the heart of philanthropy in this region has been nothing but extraordinary, touching not only the university and people, but businesses, the hospital, community organizations, and we're just so grateful. I also believe giving starts at home. So I'm a big proponent. My husband and I do a lot of support of not only Fort Hays, but other philanthropic organizations. All that just to say that in April of last year, we held our annual Giving Day, which many universities and organizations do. And Tiger Nation really delivered again. We raised nearly $200,000 in 24 hours. We had 810 people participate from 40 states, not just right here in Hays. But the extraordinary support that we get locally, as well as nationally and internationally, is profound, and we are eternally grateful.
I think that really also shows the reach of Fort Hays when you're talking about donors from 40 states. I mean, that connection is sometimes, I think, lost on us when we live out here in Western Kansas. We're a little bit isolated, but really the impact Fort Hays has is national and international, truly.
And the word impact is so important because I believe in all of those people, they will think back on their time at Fort Hays State and think of a professor, a staff member, someone who had such an impact on them. So this gift of giving forward and doing it for future generations not only is sustaining, but it is, it's just so special. I don't really have the words to say it. It's just deeply special.
And it's not just big donors. I mean, I think we recognize and we see some of the large donors here in Ellis County, and you could name four or five of them. I'm sure all of us could. But those small individual donations also make a huge impact.
They do. And that's really important. And it's almost a little bit like practicing that muscle of gratitude in terms of giving back, no matter how you do that, with every single donation, contribution of time, talent, and treasure can make a difference for a person and for a community and for an organization. And just having that philanthropic heart, our world would be, I think, much better if everybody would have a philanthropic heart every day.
Absolutely. And we're going to see that on display here at Fort Hays State University pretty soon with a new complex coming, right?
Yeah, we're excited about the Schmidt-Bickel Athletic Complex. We are still moving forward in our process and design process, but it's going to be an amazing opportunity for our student athletes. We'll be featuring a football place where up to 130 players can gather, and that's the real problem we're trying to fix. We've got two main problems, is that there's no place for the coaches to talk to all 130 players at once. Other than Beach Schmidt, I guess, but that's got its own concerns, right? And at the football facility, our athletic training complex is challenged. And so we're going to really take that up to the next level, along with putting a nice facility together that will serve all of our outdoor sports. We're excited about it. And along with that, I have to mention that Senator Moran has, of course, supported us in so many ways. But we announced last year also the $17 million for the library renovation project, which is going on and starting into that design phase pretty soon. In addition, I just learned from the fabulous senator, that in this last appropriation bill that was just signed is another $2 million for the library. So awesome. We now have $19 million. And with all the inflation going on, we really appreciate the additional dollars to help us have a phenomenal library on our campus.
Yeah, you know, one of the coolest things that I've seen in the last few years down at Fort Hays, it has been that kind of refocus, rehabilitation, you might say, of all of the campus buildings. And when you add the library in, and I think there's just one or two maybe buildings left on campus that haven't seen major renovations or been built in the last few years, it's an exciting time for Fort Hays.
Yeah, and a real shout out to our facilities people. They're hardworking. And they lead us through this to keep everything up to date and really nice, and thinking about designing teaching and learning environments and how do we help students be successful as we renovate and we think and we plan on our master plan for our buildings. They're phenomenal.
Truly. Well, as we're running out of time here, any other last thoughts on 2022 or how Fort Hays is shaping up for 2023 before we go?
Well, 2022 was phenomenal. And all I can say is that it is pushing us forward for some big announcements and some great things that are coming in 2023. So thank you, everybody who supports Tiger Nation. We appreciate the Hays community and Ellis County, and wish everyone a happy and a prosperous and healthy 2023.